Okay, this is a selection from Black Dream. He landed, enough to say he was kept. Waking up and going under again, there were his nails on the rock and the smell of the fire, and then a yucca against his face, and this was proof of life as he caressed it to take the place of feeling his own life. The plant was dried and starving here because of the wind, and when we became aware of this, there was the heat on one side of the face, and knees biting into the rock, and then the other side, which was cool and wet, but with pieces of the windscreen in it. He remembered, we remembered, that this was the mountain, and you can see him very easily here, the smoke trailing behind more and more acrid and sharp. With some effort, he can raise his shoulders and shift to the other side, where heels can touch the rock, and he looks upwards at the sky. There is nothing of a sky yet, but he waits for it to appear and becomes aware of his sweat and the heat and stretches a hand out behind him for the yucca. There is no longer anything behind us, and the hips do not move, although the feet seem quite alive. In place of it, there is a pain so great that one does not know what to make of the spine. He catches up with the ghost in his throat, and there is coughing and vomit, and when he turns his head to free the ghost, the pain cannot find its way out, although the stomach has awoken and the throat burns. It is shifted to what lies beyond his feet, and weeps there in the rubber and hammered steel that he can remember now was a part of him that is now on fire. The ghost inside the throat also knows the burning and wants to speak, but there is too much and not yet enough here in the wind and sweat to reveal itself. There is a sun burning with the other burning that is against the heels, but there is not yet sight except for the sun, and, however, you can see him there. Now there is darkness and there is laughter cloaked in the wind, no trace of fire or smoke, and the air smells clean. Now it is known that there are several plants on either side of him, and we have been stroking them. Still there is no sight, and there is clearly no vision. The feet seem alive, but since he cannot see them, he wonders if he only thinks that they might move until he knows that he can knock them against the rock and feel the mild pain in the heels and the shock of the disrupted needles along the legs. With the pain, we feel better until we realize that he might only imagine the pain as well. The taste in his mouth is a fiery metal, and it seems painful now to swallow, although he is not sure. He is not sure about the laughter either, but ripples of it seem to hang within the wind, and we brush the yucca again and decide to tell them about the pain and the laughter. The ghost protests against the speaking, but then begins to slip and give way as he feels the first of the insects bite against his skin now that night has fallen. The wind must be softer now if there are insects, but still we hear it whine and laugh all around us. He came for something that was like a contest, an agony, a reunion, a battle perhaps, and the rock found him and kissed him, and we kissed him, kissed us. Outfitted well or poorly, pride and shame were stretched and erected by the promise of a death, and a chorus resounded in the noble storm trailing charcoal, battened in fear and then in fear's absence. These were his hymns that wrapped him while he choked, and the ghost sang, and he dried lying in the sun as it felt lower and the iron in the fire smelt less bitter. It is difficult to know if there is sleep. There must be, because we have been many places and the greens have been immense, and many people talking, but only clearly there is the descent and the breaking windscreen and the sharp face of the mountain. He cannot tell the ghost from himself or any of the others, because the stories and the words without names come so quickly now that it is only sometimes that we feel the dried lips crack from their movements and taste a little blood. If there was sight, there would be clear sky and a time that could be marked by the stars or by the moon. There was talk about the moon, and he thinks it can be felt along the side of the face, but who was there any moon, and there is not a name for that sliding. The spine should be shifting on the rock, since if there is no spine now, how is there drumming of the heels against the rock and the rough brush of leaves of yucca felt in the fingers? There is many, many wants to know if there are trees, if there are birds to eat the insects tomorrow, and especially if there is, could be, rain. There is nothing in the name, and the ghost has built his shelter here, a tomb, for whom, because the night has taken the wreckage off, and without the fire to find it. And do you know whose moon we come to undress in the spoon? Help me, there is nothing left of the name, and if there is no sight, there is nothing to read underneath the insignia a street, a town, a country, a planet. No one will find the light buried under the name. Whose moon? A moon to whom? There must have been sleep, because the ghost has retreated to the belly, and now again there is the wind and laughter, only to carve out the waiting of this night. Bites of insects have not been often, and then all at once they come again, laughing along the shoulders and the neck, along the ridge of the chin and teeth and ears and along the temples. There is crying and the soft fan of yucca falling against the face, but what the wind carries is a softer laughter, and these have not yet been insects, because we hear her say, "You can be as quiet as you like, or as loud as you like. It does not matter." There is almost sight, because it is her hair falling down over the face, and it must be long and most black as she leans over him from the rear, and the nails of her fingers over his shoulders and neck and his chest under the shirt. He is here now, finally, and then the ghost rises up again and asks her about the laughter, and she says very close to the ear, and she touches it with her tongue, "I laugh because I have been listening for a long time. You have been singing all night," with the tongue, again and again.